Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population
youth. Population Black.
Lewis Black. Welcome back. How are you, buddy?
Oh, every day is better and better. I'm thinking as the election comes closer and closer, I don't know when we're going to be on you know, the podcast universe, but I have never watched people. It's so joyous to have voting in this country because people, all the bill, that's the only people, that's all they come up to me and go, well, what do you think? It's going to be scary. What the world's going to end? No, you're going to, you know, you have no idea what's going to happen. And then it's not, you know, it's like, what is the matter? Why do we have to do this to ourselves?
I agree. Oh,
that's why we do this podcast.
That's why we
just
do this
have
podcast.
Something where it's light and dumb and goof around. Like,
we are
stepping
away from the apocalypse to
kind
just have
dumb.
Fun.
And not
just
talk about, kind.
And talk about dumb behavior. We'll talk about what you've got going on, Lewis, in a moment, in a segment. But first, let's get to a dumb story and let's break it down.
Ready? I have the first one today.
Let's do it, Daniel.
I love fun dumb. Just fun dumb.
Okay.
Here we go. Sent in by Shayna at Your Fave Teacher 100. You are FAV Teacher 100.
Thank you.
Shayna, a teacher, sent this in. Hopefully on school time. I hope kids were.
Yeah.
Like
Shayna, what's our homework tonight? Hang on, kids. I got to send in a dumb story
right,
to a podcast.
Right,
okay,
right.
Good.
Okay, here's the headline. Teenagers broke into Florida mansion to throw party and fight.
Was that on? Here's my question,
guys.
Lewis.
We're gonna throw this party, and then we're gonna fight.
Right?
Was that on the to-do list before?
Sure.
You get the kegs. You bring the brass.
Lewis, in your life, have you ever been in a physical altercation fight?
No.
A fist fight.
Thank God.
Have either one of you?
No.
No. I never.
Wow. Dan's each other.
We fought with each other.
Sure. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Never.
I've been in a couple. Not great. Enough to make it a thing.
Yeah, it's why we get into comedy. It's what allows us to. That's what I used to do. There were, especially around the time when they start sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah.
You know, I was hanging out with a couple of friends of mine from my neighborhood. The girls who were older than I was, who were hanging out with guys who were older than I was, and they always were trying to pick a fight with me. And I would do jokes while walking backwards.
Perfect.
Diffuse the situation.
Yeah. That's how you exact. That was a defense mechanism.
Beautiful.
The old backpedal joke.
Well, the story here: Florida police are hunting for a group of teenagers. I don't know that I'd use that word.
Hunting.
Yeah,
it's really not the word.
No,
a little predatory.
Hunting doesn't end well.
Hunting is okay if you're not in a state with open carry.
Sure.
Right.
You want looking for, searching, in search of.
Hoping to find.
Hoping to find is great.
Hoping to find is so.
If I say authorities are hoping to locate.
Right.
Why is that so difficult to write?
Florida police are hunting for a group of teenagers who broke into a multi-million dollar mansion to throw a raucous party and a fight club.
Let me ask this question, Lewis. Is it Phil Collins' mansion? You know, because Phil Collins' ex-wife. She won't leave the mansion. You know, he's got like a $42 million mansion in Florida, and she won't leave. She's like squatting in there with her new boyfriend, and she will not leave.
Is that real?
That's real. She like.
How does he know that?
Because he can't get her out of there. I think he wants to sell the house, but you can't sell a house with a person in it.
How do you know that?
Because
the rest of us know it. Are you seeing her?
Are you her boyfriend?
Are you the realtor?
No. I'm just trying to list this house, you guys, on Redfin. All right. So clearly.
Which, by the way, was supposed to be redefined, and no one called it that.
Really?
Yeah, that's how it became Redfin. It was supposed to be
redefined. It became Redfin.
Yes. That was their original plan, and everybody was like, no. It's just like the Pina Colada song. It's not called Escape. Nobody cares.
It's the Pina Colada song.
Yes.
But here's the question. These teenagers definitely case the joint.
That's my thing.
Yeah,
how do
they're
you know?
Like, no one lives here. No one lives here. They kept coming by the place. No one. We should throw a fight club in here.
Right.
I think they said we should have a fight in here. And then someone's like, well, let's make it a party too.
Following a noise complaint in the early hours of last Saturday, police from the Walton County Sheriff's Office were called. A Facebook post said, Florida mansion. I always feel like they have a lot of space. If you're getting a noise complaint from the next mansion over.
There's usually a lot of space
that's
between
loud,
mansions.
Right?
Yeah.
Although most.
I can't believe. I can't get over the fact that you want to have a party and a. What is the fighting?
I have no
that
idea.
Element to it seems like too much.
Although most partygoers had fled the scene by the time police arrived. They had posted evidence of the party on social media. The videos show a raucous party attended by a crowd of teenagers at the house near Panama City, northwestern Florida. They included footage of two boys furiously fighting each other with boxing gloves on as the crowd of young people filmed it.
So this is an actual scheduled fight.
That's what I'm, did they bring the boxing gloves or find them in the house and then, well, let's fight in the foyer?
In the foyer.
I'm sorry. I have no business partying in a mansion.
This could have been Evander Holyfield's like bankrupt mansion. Yeah, I know that's in Georgia, but still.
Yes.
You never know.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. I've got a great kind of a side story to that.
Love it. Love it.
A friend of mine and I, we were, and a couple of other guys, we would go after, you know, some sort of a thing in high school and go to this McDonald's on the way home. When McDonald's was really, it just opened, so it was like it was the greatest thing that had ever happened.
Of course.
Right,
sure.
And their fries, I didn't care if you ate their fries and they went right into your heart and blew it up. It made them different now. And, but we went there, and then this car came up, and this guy was bouncing the car door off of our car. And
then
my friend got out, it was his car, and he said, you better stop that. And he said, well, you want to fight? And he said, and then my friend said, yeah, we're going to fight, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to wrestle.
Uh-huh.
And instead of fighting. And he went, what? We're going to wrestle. We're going to do two out of three rounds. We're going to do three rounds.
No way. So he had a whole plan.
Once someone starts organizing the fight, I'm scared.
But also wrestling, of all the things. It's literally the dumbest. And the guy, it broke the spirit of the other guy.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. Because the guy's like,
it was too much thinking. Yeah. He was ready to fight right away, and now you've got rules involved.
Oh, yeah. Lewis, I hope he didn't stop. I hope he was like, you have 90 seconds to pick your walk-up music. I already have my walk-up music. You can enter from over there.
You'll get 12 seconds between rounds. You can have water only.
Your friend.
Dude, you have a cut guy.
Your friend flooded him with information, which is really the best way to
do it. We give 2 points for reversals, 1 point for takedowns at the end of this. Oh, my God.
Do you have a finishing move? If you have a finishing move, you have to declare
it. Wait, did they wrestle?
It blew the guy. The guy was so pissed. Got back in the car and they drove away. It kind of really did the number on him.
He ruined it.
And so my friend went on to become a tenured professor, he's a socialist economics professor.
Oh my God.
It's
also perfect for somebody who wanted to wrestle.
That's right.
Yes.
He was wrestling with the economy.
He's wrestling with capitalism right now.
So the social media, all the kids filmed it, right? Also, boxing gloves. If two people are wearing boxing gloves at a party, at least it would not be my scene, but at least you would know they both want to fight.
Right. No one's getting surprised. No one's getting sucker punched when everybody puts on gloves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's sanctioned.
They're both like, well, yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Did you guys ever do that? Have box?
Yes.
Ever do boxing?
I've never done that, but I did. You know, Gary Shandling, when he was, a few years before he would box a lot, and Alec Baldwin boxed all the time. I mean, that's just
Peter Berg.
Yeah,
with him,
those guys
were
huge into that stuff.
We bought boxing gloves when I was a kid, we boxed in just kind of for fun, not like to have a fight, but basically to kind of learn it.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you something. I got hit in the nose. And that was that. I took the gloves off and said, fuck you. We're not doing that. You guys can go ahead.
The one outcome that is supposed to happen, you got that and you're like, I got this.
It is very logical though, right? Like, why would I keep doing this?
Yes.
This
second hurts. It feels bad.
Very logical.
This is a recreational activity. Now it feels bad very quickly. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done.
Yeah. So the kids are fighting each other. Yeah. They filmed it. That's how they know about this, and that's how they know about the boxing match and all that stuff. The images show teenagers toying with the owner's property, including wearing several expensive-looking rings, playing music, and relaxing on recliner chairs. Not that much of a rager.
No, but still, if you're weird. In the guy's ring collection.
I agree completely. It's not like they're like, it included throwing lamps against the wall, setting things on fire. They're sitting in the recliners wearing costume jewelry.
This is the problem with Florida. You got people who come down there for a few months every year.
Yeah.
They don't live in the
same
house.
Same with the Ozarks.
That's right. Don't live in the house for 6-7 months. Yep. Don't leave your stuff down there.
Yep. Yeah. Walton County Sheriff's Office employee Carrie Dobradina, mm-hmm. I tried, told USA Today that an estimated how many teens attended the party. So I'm going to ask you guys to guess. Lewis, you are a guest. You can go first or last, whatever you want. But how many kids do you think are in this multi-million-dollar mansion in Lazy Boys wearing pinky rings and boxing?
It's somewhere between 16 and 28. I'm going to go the high side if you're going to break in. So 28.
28? Jason?
I think there's like 120 kids there.
Okay.
I think there are 400 kids there.
Okay.
I think it's just a rager.
Okay. An estimated 175 kids.
Oh, Jay. Very good. That's crazy.
Now, here's the thing I'm going to say, mm-hmm. and I thought this right. Go ahead.
A lot of Barca loungers.
Yeah. A lot of Lazy
Boys. It's a mansion. They've got seating for everyone.
When I got to this point, I thought to myself, at 175, I'm going to guess there are at least 50 kids at this party that do not know they've broken in.
Right.
They think they're just at a party.
That it's someone's house. At that many people.
Because they've come late enough and the people are all there and they don't even know that
this is a break-in party.
Right. Yes.
They know that it's a probably disrespectful house party.
Right.
When's the last time any of you were at a there's too many people here
I'm
house
I'm telling
party?
You right now.
Not broke one up.
No. My son, 14 years old, came to me last Saturday. He's like, can I go to this party? And I'm like, whose party is it? Give me their number. And he was like, it's a party that was posted on Instagram. I was like, no. You're not going to that party.
You tell your son I will take him to all those parties.
I'm like,
just
you're gonna,
call me.
I was like, yeah, Dan will take you. I'm like, this is what I told him. You're gonna end up in Mexico without a spleen. I said, someone's gonna take your spleen.
I'll take you to the party. Yeah.
Dan will take you.
That is great.
No, he did not go.
He did not go. We put our foot down and we said,
but see, that is the type of deal. He could have shown up
and not known, it could have been a break-in. That's what I'm saying. I bet someone posted on Instagram and a bunch of people came.
But if you are at a party and there's organized boxing inside a house, even if it's not a break-in, leave.
Right. Dan, we've told you this story about how we went to a party back in the day. We were in Minneapolis. We were doing stand-up. We were at the Acme Comedy Club, which I'm sure, Lewis, you performed at many times. And we were having a great weekend, and our friends were in this band, and they're like, come to this house party tonight. Our friends they're tearing down the house the next day. Mm-hmm.
So like we can just go
go to the party and like we walk up to the party and like as we're it's like the Animal House party. As we're walking to the front door, we see a football come through the front window. Wow. Window shatters.
Yeah,
so we're walking in the party and people are like having drinks and then elbowing, like shoving an elbow through the wall and kicking through doors. And I mean, they demolished it. I mean, we all did it. We all like
Jason.
Tore down. It's gonna get knocked down tomorrow. Turns out these guys.
Turns out this is how you know you're in the wrong. But you didn't know.
We didn't know. Turns out is a bad phrase.
Right. Yeah. Turns out.
Turns out the people who were in the house didn't realize that they decided not to tear down the house.
Right.
They were just renting the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they did about $55,000 worth of damage to the house.
Oh, my God.
Not me. I put a foot through a door once. But I don't know. It was I will say, in the moment, it was really a fun party.
I bet. You're in the mob mentality.
Yeah, you're in mob mentality.
So that may be
what's going on here.
Yes. Okay.
I hope the statute of limitations is up on that.
I hope so too.
You know, and because if there's a reward, I'm turning you pricks. That's right. Well, the first time I made money on one of these podcasts. It turned into two of my pals.
Yeah. For ruining a house in Minneapolis 22 years ago.
It was about 20 years ago.
Crazy.
I hope your son hears this episode. An open house party is against the law. An open house party is in a home you break into is burglary.
Yeah.
The sheriff's office wrote on Facebook. Apart from the damage caused by the item stolen, it's a complete violation of someone's home that you can't put a price on. The feeling when you know someone went into your closet, tried on your clothes, and used your bathroom doesn't have a dollar amount attached to it. I'd say it does, but it does feel horrible.
It feels
the
bad.
Message continued. The sheriff, also they were just kind of cosplaying as this family.
Right.
The sheriff's office ended the message by requesting anyone with information about the party to come forward. If you were there, this is a quote from our buddy. If you were there, Doberdina said, or know someone who's there, or were invited, or knows who circulated the flyer for the party, yes, we know about that too. You are asked to come forward.
I feel like they have all the information here. Like, see who posted it on Instagram and go after those people.
Go to a printing company in town and go, did you guys print this flyer?
Who made the flyer?
Yes.
Well, and also you've got the all of the security footage.
Yes.
I'm sure.
In a mansion.
Who's the first person in? Who's the first person through the door?
Doberdina told, and I'm saying it wrong every time, told USA Today some of the teens in the videos had been identified, but no one has been charged. Quote, most of them are under the age of 21, and even if they didn't think that house was burglarized, they knew they shouldn't have been there. The owners were out of town at the time of the party.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get out of here on this. And the Blackwater Street home is listed on Zillow for about how much money?
Okay. So this is how big
they rounded. You know it's multi-million-dollar mansion. They rounded.
75.
Lewis, you can go first or last, whatever you want. You can go second. You can go TIG if you want to.
We're in Florida?
Panama
City.
Near Panama City.
Take 12% off.
Yes, fair. That's fair. I like your assessment of this home.
How many millions do you think it is, Lewis?
I'm going to say... $16 million.
Jay, what do you think? Panama City, though, it's like, yeah, but this feels like a big house. I'm gonna say $9 million.
Okay,
I'm gonna say $11 million.
One of you is only one off, so you all get the option to go up a million or down a million. Lewis, you want to go 15 or 17?
I'll go 15.
Okay, Jason.
10.
Okay,
12.
All right, we'll get out of here on this. Story number two is going to be provided by Jason Sklar. Plus, we're going to hear about everything that Lewis is up to. But I can tell you first that the Blackwater Street Home / Party / Fight Club is listed for $8 million.
Oh,
Jason,
went the wrong
so
way. The wrong
close.
Way.
Oh,
still, man.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Right. You know, it's becoming more and more suspicious.
It really
yes.
is.
He
knew
knows
a little
how
too
many
much.
People are there.
He knows too.
Yeah, very close.
He has a history of this type of
house. All right. I was there.
And then he knows what the house costs. I think it's a setup. This is bullshit. The last time I ever appear on this program, I think there's some shenanigans occurring.
Absolutely.
I've never had to use.
Yeah, now we're shenaniganing. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do Jay's story, and we'll find out what Lewis has got going on this Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Before we get into all the great stuff that Lewis is doing, I'm not sure when this is going to come out. Probably in the next couple
Soon
weeks.
In the next week
sure.
or two.
So if it's in 2 weeks, then Randy and I have already been to Rochester, but we will be going to Alaska the second weekend of
December.
We're doing 3 cities. It's a really cool tour. Come see us if you're up in that area and you're a fan of ours. Dan has some shows coming up.
Yeah, if this drops on the 15th, I'll be in Houston this weekend headlining the Come and Take It Comedy Festival and doing a live Pen Pals with my buddy Rory Scovel,
plus a
Hub City Bingo comedy show and raising money for No Kill Animal Shelters, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and food banks. All that stuff's happening. Go to danielvankirk.com and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Supersclars.com for us.
If it's after that, just keep up to date.
Lewis, what... right now we're talking to you from the ACL Festival, but what can people catch of yours and where
can people support you?
Yeah.
After the 15th, it's I'm in Englewood, New Jersey, I think, on the at the end of that week.
Nice.
That great. Friday, Englewood and New Brunswick. So the Englewood Performing Arts Center, and then in New Brunswick, the I can't remember the name of the place, but it's a good one. And then I kind of come on down to I'll be in Florida in December. I'll be in
go to a house party.
Go check out this mansion. There's
well,
going
to Panama City because since it's $8 million, now that it's a low ball. I can rent it out as a bite club.
Make your money back.
Write it off. Write the trip out.
So can they go to lewisblack.com?
Yeah, lewisblack.com is the easiest because I'll be in Sarasota, I know, is the last one, and nice. The Hard Rock in Orlando, and cool. All the way down West Palm at the Kravitz.
So this is what I'm going to say. We've watched you for the last 30 years. We've watched you do comedy. We've loved it the entire time. I will say there is a need right now for what Lewis Black does on stage. It will scratch a deep itch inside of you. Mm-hmm. And he taps into all of our anger about – it's very similar to this show. It taps into sort of an anger about the stupidity with which this world attacks –
I love so and you have lives. I've seen a bunch of clips of you have an iPad on stage and people send questions in. Is that beforehand and you sort of pre-select them or they come your way and then you answer them? That to me is some of the funniest stuff.
Well, it started as questions and now it's full blown rants that they write. Some of them write it. You know, some of them they write. A number of them are written right that evening in the audience.
Amazing,
incredible.
And
amazing.
I read those. They know that I'm coming, so some are written beforehand. I try to do, if it's not from them, some people from the state knowing that I'm coming right in.
Right.
So it's all centric. It's like tonight it'll be the Austin show.
Right.
Tomorrow it'll be the show that I'm doing will be the Dallas show, then the San Antonio show.
Right.
Unless something comes in, like I had a kid write in about, you know, how he felt that adults were screwing him over and they were idiots and which is great.
Yeah, sure. So good because it gives you, first of all, it gives you a chance, it gives them a chance to hear you deliver their rant in your voice, and then you get a chance to answer it. At what part of the show do you do that? Do you do that in the middle, at the end?
I do my show. So I do like a 60, 65, 70, depending on, you know, I think I've had a breakthrough. And then I come back. I leave the stage, grab it. Jeff Stilson, who now
love
opens,
Jeff.
He comes
amazing.
Back out. He opens the rant cast, and then I come back with it. We've been doing it for 6 years,
and it's
a live feed that goes throughout the world. And so at 10 o'clock at night or 11, depending on where you are. Like for you guys, it would be tonight. It'd be 8 o'clock if you were watching. It'd be it would come out. You could watch it on your phone. You could watch it on your iPad. You could watch it on a computer.
Where can people watch it? LewisBlack.com?
Go to LewisBlack.com. And then what they'll do is if you want, you sign up and they'll basically ding you.
Oh, that's cool.
When it's starting.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys, everybody sign up for this because it'll make you so happy. These are some of my favorite clips that I come across is you sort of going through these rants.
And the crowd loves it.
Will you please tell Jeff Stilson he has one, and I think this was him who did this joke.
I think it's him.
This is one of my favorite jokes ever. Back when I was a page at CBS, okay? Wow. So I was like... seating audience at Politically Incorrect. And I believe he was probably writing for them. And he also did the warm-up. And, you know, Danny Vermont, who used to be Danny DeVito, like they would do the warm-up. He did one of my favorite jokes over it. You have to tell him this, about going to see Superman at a theater in Times Square. And he's like, this was the most New York moment. Do you know this joke, Danny? And it's so simple. And it makes me laugh to this day to think about it. So please impart this to him. he's like, you get in, and it's like everyone's excited to see it. He's in Times Square, which back in the day, it wasn't Disneyfied. It was the old Times Square that you and I know. And
yeah. You had to put something on the line to go down
there. Oh, yeah. We saw Pulp Fiction at midnight there in 94. We were terrified coming out at 2 in the morning.
So he goes in, and there's a balcony in this theater. I forget which theater it is. And he says, the music starts coming up, and the movie's starting. And then from the left side of the theater, someone yells out, it's a bird. From the right side of the theater, someone yells out, it's a plane. And then from the balcony, someone's like, it's your mother. It's your mother. Most New York thing ever. So it's your great. Mother. And I was like, that is.
Three random New York people who banded together to form like a temporary sketch comedy group.
To form a super. It was so funny. And the way he told it, it always. And I heard that joke many times because I seated many audiences and he did the warm up. It crushed every time. Will you please tell him how much I love that joke?
I will.
I think about it to this day, nearly, you know, whatever, 30 years past when I used to hear it in 1995.
What I might do is tell him to watch the beginning of my act and I'll open with it.
That would be awesome.
So like, where did you hear that?
I was at that show.
I was at that show. I was at that movie.
That's so good.
All right, let's get into a second story. Jay,
let's do it. Okay. All right, this is sent in by Matthew Friedman your average Matt,
and it's AVG.
AVG Matt. Okay, mm-hmm. This is the headline.
Okay,
avalanche of sex toys.
Already, that's gonna win an AVN award. Is that the
right
way
there.
We describe a bunch of sex?
This is the X-rated version of the movie Toy Story. I feel like avalanche of sex.
Force majeure.
Have they done a
this
sex
is the
toy
best version of Force
Dan,
majeure?
Dan, have they done a sex toy story?
Version of sex toy
sex
story.
Sex toy story. Where
come
it's
on, well, sausage party, right? That's food, but obviously that was like a grungier, dirtier version.
You've got a friend in me.
It
takes
perfect.
On a whole new meaning when it's a dildo talking to a fleshlight.
I've got a friend in you.
avalanche of sex toys spill out onto highway.
There's a snake in my butt.
Well, in Sex Toy Story, everyone's named Woody.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, my God.
You're talking to a guy who was in a Pixar movie.
There probably is Axel Braun's Toy Story, Sex Toy Story parody.
Oh, God.
He's like the main guy.
Please
for
let it exist.
Avalanche of sex toys spill out onto highway after truck flips over.
Wow.
It sounds like the truck's flipping over to be in position for something
right.
when it comes to sex.
Countdown to one of us making a dropping your load joke. Yeah,
exactly. Folks, video of what appeared to be sex toys and tubes of lube spread across a freeway. I mean, that's a slippery situation.
Dawn dish soap you're going to need to break down that.
Oh, the smell of that, like... It'll be like Astroglide adopted that highway.
Yeah. But just also, like, that really could fuck up the surface of that road. I mean, if it's that much lube,
it makes it a lot easier to get in the highway.
Not change lanes, though.
That's right. What? Hey.
And that you knew Astroglide.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Entering and exiting.
Hey, are these lanes wider? To me, I feel like they. Has the shoulder expanded on
this road?
Never
moved so well through here.
We're getting through in record time, honey. I actually want to come back and go back on. Anyway.
I can only drive that freeway once. I have to wait till tomorrow before I come back and do it again. I really can't do it again
so
tonight.
Fun.
All right. Sex toys and lube, tubes of lube spread across the freeway following a truck crash that has gone viral on social media. Thank God that's the only thing going viral.
Maybe
I know.
Hey,
okay. The incident took place on Highway I-40. I wonder if that's the same I-40.
So I-40 is a St. Louis highway. That
well,
runs
near
east
Mustang
to
on the outskirts of Oklahoma City. I think that is the
same
I-40.
Yeah, you're heading
on Wednesday. A box truck and a semi-truck collided, leaving the latter overturned and some of its contents scattered over the road. Fortunately, nobody was injured, but authorities were forced to close several lanes when the mess had to be cleared up. Video shot from a helicopter by a
nobody local was injured, but one woman was incredibly pleased.
You can't salvage any of that either. It's like produce. Like once a sex toy is in the air, like it's been
like
on the ground. Yeah, it's like produce.
What are we gonna do with all these cucumbers? Get rid of them.
Right.
Specifically.
I don't think a dildo should have gravel on it.
No, not unless you're into that.
Unless you're into that.
If you're into that.
Who are we, Lewis?
Yeah, let's not be gravel shaming. God. Wow. You guys crossed the line there.
We did. I'm really sorry.
You'll get nine letters.
Imagine
letters.
The Google letters. Results for if you search gravel play. I don't even want to know what that would be.
Do it.
No, don't do it.
News 9 showed a large number of boxes.
It might be disappointing.
And phallic-shaped items spread across the highway.
Yeah.
In the footage, reporter Jim Gardner.
Wait, hold on. Could you imagine if some of the sex toys, you know, because they have like asses and torsos and boobs, like somebody shows like, oh my God, there's bodies everywhere.
Oh God, yeah, they would think that it was
there's
like.
There's arms, there's like, this guy's just, it's still balled up in a fist. His hand's still.
he couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Jim Gardner, who was in the helicopter, said, this is a semi that overturned and lost its load here.
Okay,
we knew that was coming.
Also, this is what they fired up the helicopter for. How much money would that cost? You're firing up the helicopter for a fucking rollover semi?
It's to get these jokes in.
He
said, there's a lot of stuff to clean up. And then Jim said, let me get a towel. No, that's not what he said.
Warm towel.
Get a warm towel. Whose joke was that?
I have no idea.
Someone, we were joking.
That's how you show somebody you really care.
Who was it? It's a female comic said that like some guy for her like warmed up the water that he put on the towel to bring back after sex, and she was like, "That's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me." A station like, and that guy ruined. He's like, she's like, I have
he ruined me for other guys
because
no
marry
one,
this guy,
right?
Now. Like, if someone brings me a cold towel, I'm like, why do they not love me? Why don't they care for me?
Sure, yeah. Station
anchor asks Jim, "Can you tell what he's carrying there? What's all over the road?" They know.
Mm-hmm. They know. Mm-hmm.
They're just egging them on. They're like, I'm in this local news job. This is my only joy for a year. Let me get into this.
I mean, because, Lewis, you know, you've done it. I'm sure you don't have to do it anymore. But back in the day when you were doing comedy clubs, you go on the local news.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if this story...
If they break into your segment promoting you at Acme in Minneapolis...
To say that there is an overturned semi of sex toys, to you, you're like, everybody leave.
Yeah.
You guys take off. I got the next hour.
I got the next hour.
And come see me tonight.
Exactly. I would have had a half hour.
100%.
A new half hour.
Yes.
It's like going to heaven when that stuff would happen.
It's going to comedy heaven.
Like AM Northwest in Portland would let you. Helen would let you do that with her.
Those guys
are great. She's the
best. They're great.
Yeah. And then the anchor asks, so now they're playing with each other. And the anchor goes, Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there? What's all over the road? Camera zoom in for a close-up shot. Jim then says, we're zooming in. Not really. I can't tell. Maybe you can tell. So they're both trying to get each other fired at this point.
No one wants to say it.
You say it. I can't see it. I'm in a helicopter.
Do you think they really are? And I'm just genuine. Do you think they really are worried about saying sex toys on air?
I think they're worried about showing them. Or at
Lewis, what could you say?
Adult toys?
Yeah. Adult fun toys.
Some of them are extremely realistic.
Go ahead.
You could also say it's there's apparently a variety of instruments used by monkeys for sex play.
Yeah,
you just say, you take it out of the adult community, and that they were taking it to the zoo.
Yeah,
yes.
They're not having sex, so that they're going to go with things. Yeah.
They took a whole
again. If dolphins have sex for pleasure, they're going to incorporate this into the show.
We need to get these orangutans to mate. SeaWorld. Yeah. But I obviously like outed myself showing brand loyalty by mentioning Astroglide. Like,
sure.
I think if one of the anchors is like, I see a Rabbit 2000 down there. Like, if they start to like identify, I don't know. I'm making up names. I don't know what they are.
You just start going through the Doc Johnson catalog.
A pleasure chest.
Oh, look, it's an obedience chair. Look,
and I see six anal intruders on the side of the road.
Okay, sorry, Jim. 11 gimp balls have rolled up onto the shoulder.
All those beaded necklaces seem to be broken.
They came out of the back of the truck. All right, here we go. clip of the news footage posted on Twitter was widely shared as of the printing of this article.
Of course.
Receiving how many views?
Ooh.
All right, Lewis.
On Twitter.
The whole time I was trying to figure out how much it cost.
We might get there too. How many views has this thing received on Twitter?
Oh.
the footage of the.
Do you want me to guess first?
Go ahead. Louis, you can go third.
Think about this. Yeah. I think 325,000.
325,000.
Oh, I'm going 1.2 million.
1.2 million for Dan Lewis. What do you think?
875.
875,000. 875 or 875,000?
875,000.
Okay. Get your answers in at home. Shout at your ham radios, whatever you're listening on. But this was widely shared, receiving 3.9 million
views.
Dan,
you were right. Yeah. You were right, Dan.
It's Twitter. It's an accident. It's sex. Something negative
it's
happened
like
to a guy.
It's confluence of
It was retweeted by Barstool Sports, who just called
but
it like it was.
Off. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
it's off the rails.
No, now you give the hint.
Right. So there you go. Sorry. A tractor trailer full of dildos and lube flipped and spilled all over a highway. That was their headline.
Sure, perfect.
That was their retweet.
They got right to it. No puns. I appreciate that.
Speaking to, that's not clickbait. That's dickbait.
There we go.
Okay, Oklahoma.
Could go clitbait.
Hey, clitbait police too. Department confirmed toys had been spilled on the highway by the crash. They didn't give further details. Twitter users saw the funny side with one tweeting, "If you're a male in Oklahoma, you may want to take this opportunity to splash on some brute, iron those Wranglers, and hit the town. Might be a gaggle of lonely women popping up places." All right, that's fair. Oklahoma City Police Department and Oklahoma Highway Patrol have been contacted for comment. Vibrators may be beneficial for women's health, according to a study. Why is this in the article?
It's good.
Any sort of sexual pleasure can be good for your health.
Which posed the question whether it's time for physicians to start prescribing the devices as treatments.
That's what they did in like the 30s. That was
Are
like a whole
serious?
Thing.
Yeah, that's in this article.
They said that?
In the article, in the Barstool article.
This was written in 1941. This is back when women had hysteria and they were like, "Oh, come over here, just rub this between your legs."
Gals, get out of the kitchen and into the bedroom with one of the. No, it's terrible. I don't understand.
There was a whole play on Broadway about that.
Yes.
Yes.
Was it called?
About
was
that it? Specific thing. God in heaven.
Damn Yankees.
Lost in Yankers.
Lost in Yankers.
Do you remember like 3 or 4 years ago? We might have done it on this show. Armored truck, like a bank truck, somehow the back opened up while they were driving on the 5 towards San Diego, and all the money started coming out the back, and everybody went nuts and started grabbing. I wonder if people were like
just picking up grab a couple of those.
I mean, it's still in the box. It's still in the box, Lewis. Yeah. It's still
I'm
good.
I'm gonna throw one more out there, guys, and blow up dolls.
All right,
feel like
that's pretty good.
That's
fair.
Pretty good.
That's a good one.
I love it. I love it. Well, there you go. That's the story.
Story number two. All right,
color purple.
Daniel, come on. Stop.
All right, so now I've got the third. I've got the third story, and I'm going to
give
you
us a tease about what it is.
Okay, this is, you know, we've all done things where we've gotten a little out over our skis.
I love Randy's teases.
We get a little out over our skis on things, and there's usually a way to bring yourself back, but what if there is no way to bring yourself back? That's what we're going to be looking at.
That's Randy's teases.
Dan, did you just describe the movie The Abyss?
Kind of. I want to.
When Dan teases a story, he's just like, "We got a story about a dumb bartender. We'll be right back."
I mean,
so fine.
Randy,
man,
you just gave
man,
a whole dissertation.
Man in a hydrogen balloon accident. All
right. Both were great.
Both are
don't
good.
You doubt yourself. Don't change. Don't listen to Jason.
That's my story after the break. Lewis Black is our guest. We love it. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right. I'm going to take us home. You ready for this headline? Chinese man gets trapped aloft in hydrogen balloon for, and we're going to figure this out later, a certain amount of time, traveling, and we'll figure this out, certain amount of
this
miles.
This is all in the headline?
Yeah.
They just tell you the whole story?
Here's what he was trying to do. He was trying to collect pine nuts from a tree.
Okay, hold on. He's in a hot air balloon?
Hydrogen balloon.
So the hydrogen balloon was the guy,
instead of a ladder.
So there was a guy back in the 60s, and then they redid this jump a few years ago. A skydiver who took a hydrogen balloon all the way up into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then
stratosphere.
And then he jumped off from that highest height, up in space.
That Red Bull guy did it.
Then the Red Bull guy redid it.
That was even higher.
But this guy, I mean, in like the 60s, like maybe 69 or 70. You know who I'm talking about, Lewis, who did this thing way back in 1970, I think, and he landed in the desert. I mean, he skydove and free fell for like 6 minutes or something.
Unreal.
It was unreal.
I always feel like people like that, it's kind of half suicide. Because they're kind of like,
if I don't go, if I don't make it, I went out in a blaze of glory.
You only do those sort of things if you don't care if you live.
Right.
On some level.
So but if you start putting hydrogen in a balloon, you're just going to keep going up. You're not going to be able to get pine
nuts. I feel like people treat the same way of like getting involved in a relationship with Johnny Depp. All right. Listen,
why do you need a hydrogen balloon for
this? Is sent in
pine nuts.
This is sent in by Matt Friedman at Not Your Average Matt. Again,
double dipping.
AVG Matt. All right. So let me. Chinese state media. So you know it's going to be true.
You know it's reliable,
right?
No filter.
Just facts only, right? Yeah. Says a man has been found safe after he spent how many days? We'll just start asking right now. Aloft in a hydrogen balloon. How many days?
He's been found safe. So that means they had a search.
Or they located him. He could still be in the sky.
How many days was he found? Did he fly in this balloon?
God, I've been so wrong. I'm going to say 45.
45 days.
I'm going to say 9 days.
Dan?
I'll try and split. I'll go 17.
All right, get your answers
That's
in.
I too think many, I made though. This. It's got to be like six.
2 days.
Okay.
Two days.
All right, two days. 2 days.
Fuck them.
Right? Fuck them.
Right. Come on. That's not a story.
After it became unearthed and flew, so he had tethered it to the ground.
Because he only wanted to go tree
high. High enough to the tree. Again,
it's not a horrible idea. How you I don't know how you get down, but.
Using it to harvest pine nuts for a tree. Don't they have like, you know, Lewis, you lived in New York City and you know New York City that like they've got the, you know, like on the claw in the Korean deli when you're, or the deli where they can't
you're like,
reach
I need a thing of toilet paper and they get out
like
that
a
giant
broomstick with a little handle on it and they
or
reach
like
up.
Oranges and lemons. I got like those type of deals.
They should have a pine nuts. Someone developed that anyway.
Well, there's a, you know, that's why they gave us ladders. What the fuck is this?
Agreed.
This man identified only
He really just wanted to be in a hydrogen balloon.
Yeah.
And he found a way, a workaround.
So this to me feels like we're going to start a whole new Abbott and Costello bit. Okay, the name identified only, man identified only by his surname, who?
Okay.
Who's up in the hot air balloon?
I don't know.
Who? That's what I'm saying. Right. Who?
Who
is up there?
What'd he do? He went high.
Who?
Who high. Went high?
Who?
High?
Who went high? At a partner, we're collecting pine nuts and a partner on Sunday in a forest
So he had
park.
Somebody with him.
Yeah, in
his name was
Heilongjiang province in northern China.
when
they lost control and the balloon set off. The other person, this is the smart person, jumped to the ground.
Oh, they were in it?
Yeah, someone else.
They saw it starting to get up and break
this
away.
This is a big key to life, knowing when to get out.
Okay,
like knowing when to leave the house party.
Dan.
Knowing when your friends are, and you're like, you know what, you guys just drop me off right here. Knowing when to get out of the cab or the Uber. Like two wrong turns, just get out.
Randy dropped an accounting class that I, like a dummy, stayed in for the whole semester.
There you go, he knew when to get out.
He knew when to jump out of the balloon.
Knowing when to get out is crucial to life.
This feels like. Again, a children's book. Who went high? I agree, Dave, as you said that.
Who went high and how?
You know, the other thing is that I wish, since it's a Chinese story, that he was trying to grab a giant's nuts.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
That's right.
That's
right.
The nuts off the giant that was invading the building.
The
which
balloon.
Is why he was gone for 2 days.
Right. By the way, the balloon Who's sounds like Bob Mould's band before Husker Du.
Okay.
Can I also, to Lewis's point, if this happens 80 years ago, 100, 200 years ago, it does become a fable.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
yes.
It does become. And then there's all these other things that incorporate into
could
that.
Could be Yao Ming's origin story.
Right.
So
why
they
not?
They said rescuers.
Yao Ming's origin story.
They said rescuers were able to contact the man by cell phone. So he had his cell phone up there. Mm-hmm. Please tell me you live tweet this whole thing or do an Instagram.
You have to, yeah.
Following morning and instructed him to slowly deflate the balloon to land safely. It took another
day
before he reached the ground. About how many miles? The
how
we won't end
travel?
On this. How many miles did he travel before he reached
two
the
days
ground?
Slowly going down?
So what do you cut a little slit and you just kind of you release certain air so it goes down slowly. You don't want it to go down super fast.
No, thank you, Randy.
2 days by as a bird flies is I'd have to think that's far.
Okay.
But he's not necessarily flying. He's going up. By the way,
how much
the as you're thinking of this, think about this. Who was in good health apart
who
from...
Was?
Who was?
He. He was.
Who?
Who? He.
Stop it.
He. All right. He was up in the plane?
No. Who was?
That's what I'm
asking. Keep going. I can't do this with you,
sir.
Wow.
No. So who's in good health?
I'm never coming on this again.
Apart from the pain in his lower back. Dan, you're part of this thing. Possibly from standing the entire time he was in the air. So he stood for, like we said, 2 days.
How far did he travel?
I'm going to go 36 miles.
Lewis, what do you think?
Well, I'm wrong. Good, I think.
Why should you get this? You're going to get this one on the nose. I feel like you're going to get this one on the nose.
I'm going to say 45 miles then, because
I'm going to say 110 miles.
Okay.
Get your answers in, townies, because this guy reached the ground 200 miles.
Oh my god! I told you,
that is a trip.
You get up there, man. You're moving.
Start to go with the wind. You go with the jet stream.
And I'm not good at geometry, but you know, 100 feet up. Every 2 feet you move, you've actually moved like 60 feet on the ground. Like,
wow. So
the higher you get, anyway.
Miles. Wow.
I guess who had to take an Uber back?
I don't know.
A Uber.
Stop.
All right.
who took the Uber?
He took the Uber.
Lewis just logs off of Zoom.
Lewis logs off
and cancels his show tonight and cancels
his number.
Oh, God. Anyway.
And then the next thing I know, I mean, because I know that you lied about how far he went, and I'm going to get one of those fucking, hydrogen balloons and see how.
See how far you can go.
Don't do it.
Look for pine nuts. That'll
be called what?
Yeah.
There you go.
What is he doing? All right, there you go. That is the story, you guys. What a wonderful show with the great Lewis Black. Again, follow him, lewisblack.com. Mm-hmm. Go see him where he's performing live. What you can do, though, if he's not in a city,
check his
you.
Dates and then around, check the timing of the show and about an hour at the
Or sign up. It'll ping your phone and let you know when he's doing it, and it'll let you know when he's doing these things where he's reading the rants and responding back. It's really one of my favorite things to see. Check it out, sign up for it, and we love you so much. Buddy, thank you for doing the show with us.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy the hell out of it. You guys feel
so great.
Always a pleasure to see you.
I love it. Oh shit, we gotta get back to work. Dum 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 dum.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Stop and Stop. A podcast network.